Hello there. This is your volunteer broadcast reader, Amanda Hoagland, bringing you another reading of Skipping Stones, a multicultural literary magazine that highlights children's writing. Today, we'll be reading poems that all focus on telling stories from people either from or with a relation to Latin America. Our first selected poem for today is Can You Live, written by 13-year-old Emiliano Dietrich Jimenez. Can you live? The summers of New York, you feel the fresh tar, boiling, melting, your feet are scorched. You lived, I lived. The harsh, cold winter, what's red and white all over. Your face stinging from the stabs of ice and snow, slush at your feet, cold and wet, the consequences of the cold. You lived, I lived. I survived a disease, manifesting into our lives, becoming the new normal. It starts to become hard to breathe. Pieces of cloth cover our mouths, painting over our personalities. I lived, many didn't. I lived through walks in Mexico, walks at 2 a.m. in the Bronx, track meets, extra time, slide tackles, shots, soccer balls to my stomach, bloody noses, broken arms. People have lived through war, shots to the chest, death. People can live with no eyesight, no hearing. They love to live. They survive fights. They can move on. They can live. I can live. You can live too. Once again, that was written by Emiliano Dietrich Jimenez, age 13, New York. He writes, I speak English and Spanish and have lived here since I was a toddler. I play soccer and guitar. I found out in my English class last year that I really like poetry. The next poem we have is Mi Patria by Alejandra Baez Serrano, age 11, from El Salvador. Mi Patria. I carried memories of that cold morning at 5 a.m., saying goodbye to my grandmother who didn't know it was forever. It was my last time in Villa Mariana in El Salvador. I was looking through the window at the streets of my colonia, waiting to arrive to the airport. Thank God I came with my family, hoping to have a good future and a successful life. But I was crying. I didn't say anything before leaving. I miss my country. I will miss my kind neighborhood and playing soccer in the rain. I miss my culture full of holidays like Semana Santa, spending time with all my family. I miss the smell and taste, smell of the pupusas that make me hungry, and the sweet taste of chocolate caliente, the food that I love. I hope my anger about gangs and government will not kill my faith to go back. I hope my tears become my laughter. I want my eyes to show what my heart cannot. Come back, come back. Don't leave. I will see you soon. Patria querida, wait for me. Alejandra Baez Serrano adds in a brief author's note, I wrote this poem to show people where I'm from, to represent my people and inspire others. Up next is Let Us Live Our Lives, written by Kimberly Martinez, age 16, from Mexico. Let us live our lives. Let us wear whatever we want without being easy bait for rude glances. Let us walk in the night without feeling afraid. Let us go out of our houses without the fear of never coming back again. Let us pass by strangers in El Centro de Tijuana without wondering if we have something to protect ourselves. Let us have fun on Friday nights at Las Pulgas in Mexico without worrying about our drink laced with something dangerous in it. Let us follow the dreams that keep us strong enough to not give up. Let us be the book that screams a wonderful story about strong Mexican women. Let us live without stereotypes. Let us live with confidence. Let us live our lives. That was a beautiful poem put into wonderful words by Alejandra Baez Serrano. Up next is a short story called Ramon's Lucky Toothache, written by Celeste Leon, author from California. You can find more of their work at www.celesteleon.com or www.celesteleon.com. Ramon's Lucky Toothache. Ay, cries Ramon. Mommy, my tooth is killing me. Mama places her cool hand on Ramon's swollen cheek. Pobrecito, your teeth is bad. It needs to come out. You must go see El Humanitario, the dentist in the jungle. Ramon's eyes open as wide as the silver dollars. The Americano? Si. Will you hurt me? No, mijito. Everybody loves and trusts El Humanitario. He came here to help us. So, Ramon leads his best friend and pet goat, Pepito, toward the jungle. The two travelers pass stray dogs and people living in tents after El Huracan destroyed their homes. A long line of villagers waits at a rusty faucet to fill plastic water bottles. A little girl cries. Ramon sees her face, tired and hungry. Her clothes look worn and itchy. Ramon's heart aches. He smiles and waves. Ramon wrinkles his nose at the floating trash and abandoned cars in the roads that flooded into rivers. Pee-hew! Which way to go? Huracan Maria knocked down the many trees that once stood straight and tall. The sky looks bigger now. The path is hidden under flattened trees, leaves, and fruit blown off by El Huracan. Ramon shakes his head. Pepito, we're lost! What if we can't find El Humanitario? My tooth is still killing me! Pepito jumps onto the first tree in their way and does a happy dance. Ramon says, Pepito, if you can do it, I can do it. Vámonos! They climb over one tree and then another, and another, and another. On the last tree, Pepito does another dance, but this time it's because he's covered in ants. He rolls in a mud puddle to make the ants go away, and then shakes like a dog after a bath. Wet mud flies everywhere. Ramon jumps out of the way just in time. Bah! Pepito bleats and trots off, his tail wagging like a flag in a windstorm. Ramon chases Pepito to a broken-down shack with a blue tarp roof. Pepito stands on his hind legs, nibbling the very last guava on the guava tree. Pink juice drips off his beard. Naughty Pepito, you weren't invited to lunch, scolds Ramon. But thank you for leading me right to El Humanitario. Ramon knocks on the door. An old man answers. His hair is as white as the white caps of an ocean wave. His back is hunched like an old turtle, yet Ramon trusts his kind blue eyes. Ramon's eyes open wide at the strange metal tool on a tray. Are you going to hurt me? No, the old dentist smiles. I have special medication that takes all the pain away. A few minutes later, a little shot and a gentle tug take the bad tooth out. The pain is gone, like magic. Ramon shouts, Hurrah! I want to be a Humanitario too. Can I help you today? How did you know I need an assistant? El Humanitario asks. Ramon wonders, does that mean I need to carry out the buckets of spit? That's yucky. The old dentist laughs. No, but you can hold the special little tool that sucks out all the spit. Lickety split. Claro, Ramon exclaims. An abuela comes in with a broken tooth. Ramon sees that she's afraid and looks in her eyes as he holds her hands. Está bien, he murmurs. Está bien. Ramon watches as El Humanitario molds a shiny gold tooth for la abuela. Muchas gracias, the grandmother says, and gives Ramon a big hug and a coconut. Delicioso. In comes Esperanza, Ramon's best friend. I miss you, Ramon says. You won't believe it, but I've been bored since we can't go back to school. The two friends haven't seen each other since Huracan Maria destroyed their school a month ago. Ramon hands El Humanitario special brushes to polish Esperanza's teeth. Muy bien, Esperanza. Look how your teeth sparkle. Gracias, Ramon. You're really good at this, Esperanza replies. With patient hands, the old dentist makes sure everyone has strong and healthy teeth. Ramon gives each patient a new toothbrush. At first, he was scared, but now he's happy and proud of the work they do. What fun. After the sun sets, the two friends play dominoes by lantern light as tiny frogs sing, Kokoi, kokoi, and mosquitoes whine like a dentist drill. Above the big hole in the blue tarp roof, hundreds of stars twinkle like God-painted extra ones. El Humanitario says, Ramon, you will be a good dentist someday. Ramon closes his eyes. He imagines himself all grown up with a clinic that has chairs with shiny knobs and levers and patients with bright smiles. He imagines his town plaza restored, his neighbors dancing to the scratchy sounds of his family's ginros and maracas as they play mamba and salsa. The villagers will laugh and spin to the music again. He and Pepito will laugh and spin too. Ramon cries, I promise I'll become a dentist with a clinic in the village to help people just like you do. The old dentist pats Ramon's head. I know you will, mi amigo. You're a gift to me in my old age. Ramon gives El Humanitario a big hug. You're a gift to me in my young age. And they both laugh. A heartwarming story about how to find hope after a hurricane. Once again, written by Celeste Leon, an author from California. A little bit of background about Hurricane Maria or Hurricane Maria. On May 20th, 2017, Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico. It is considered the worst natural disaster in the island's history. For weeks after the hurricane, families on the mainland US worried about their relatives and friends on the island as phone, internet, and power lines were wiped out. Puerto Ricans are American citizens, and they lived without power for months. The author's cousins had no electrical service for 7 months. They had a generator and a water cistern, but it was still hard to live without many basic necessities for so long. According to a study by George Washington University, over 2,975 people lost their lives, either in the storm or because they couldn't get their medicine or go to the hospital after the hurricane. Roads were impassable, and some hospitals were closed for a month or more. Because living conditions were so bad and their homes were destroyed, over 130,000 Puerto Ricans moved from the island, mostly to Florida. However, Puerto Ricans are resilient citizens who have great spirits and are helping rebuild their beautiful island. To find out more and to learn about organizations helping in recovery, visit www.celesteleon.com. The next poem is El Musico, written by 14-year-old Denise Gonzalez Amador. El Musico. My fingers were tired from strumming the guitar. They rested on the small table I sat at while I ate the freshly made quesadillas. The little money I owned was put into something I loved the most, being a musician, like the ones on billboards. But I was different. I performed at restaurants that gave me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I cherished the small things. The flowers were thrown onto the small stage where I'd poured my feelings into a loving song. The walls had my name painted to come and watch me do the thing I love most. I've sung and played all the instruments to each song as the customers eat their food while listening to the songs I handcraft. The luminosity in their eyes push me to continue my job. It doesn't matter if my apartment is falling apart, whether my clothes have tears and stains in them. I will continue to showcase my one true talent. That is what I am, El Musico. That poem was written by Denise Gonzalez Amador from Texas. Denise adds, I am a 14-year-old student at Mayerland Performing and Visual Arts. I am a part of the Creative Writing Magnet program. My cultural background is Hispanic culture, where we celebrate quinceañera, a celebration associated with turning 15 years old, Dia de los Muertos, a festival that celebrates our ancestors and loved ones that we have lost, and the Three Kings Day, the three wise men who came to see baby Jesus. I speak English and a small portion of Spanish. What is important to me is my life and family. My dreams and visions for the future are becoming a businesswoman, a popular artist, and a poet. What inspired me to create my submission is the thought of my work being read and being published. I want people to see the work I create. Both inspiring words and inspiring dreams from Denise. Our next two poems, For All the Toledos and Who I Am Inside, were both written by Sophie Rodriguez. They can be found under the Content for Youth tab on Skipping Stones, a multicultural literary magazine. For All the Toledos, darkness and suffering, sadness and fear live in the streets. Some of my own never got an opportunity to be scientists, to reach the planets, but light lies ahead. It surrounds us, sometimes physically around a neighborhood, dry to those who cannot see, but full of soul and dreams. Who I am on the inside. On the inside, I am strong, supercalifragilistic Sophie. On the inside, I am the brave, beautiful believer. On the inside, I am one respectful, resilient Rodriguez. On the inside, I am a passionate, peaceful protester. On the inside, I am a caring, creative, kind community. On the inside, I am the heavenly, hopeful Huasteca. On the inside, I am the meritorious, motivated Mexica, a mindful Marvel miracle. Who are you on the inside? Both poems were written by Sophie Rodriguez, age 9, Huasteca and Mexican American from Illinois. The poems were entered for the 2021 Youth Awards program. Our next poem was written by Litzy Soriano Hernandez, a high school student from Mexico. Viva Mexico. Land of Mexico, land of our ancestors. Mexico's land breathes colorful culture. Mexican blood pulses through my veins. I am honored to have known the fascinating beauties of Mexico. Every time I hear Arriba Mexicoca, my heart beats fast. The flag represents our history, the Mexican blood. And there is eating chips with Papa mirando el partido and screaming para el gol de Mexico. We are in the United States when we say Arriba Mexico. All the family stands up with honor. We come back to Mexico, back to our home, back to our culture, back to our food, back to Mexico. Our next story is The Spirit of Puerto Rico Shines On After Hurricane Maria. It was written by Elizabeth Ponce de Valle, an intern at Skipping Stones. The Spirit of Puerto Rico Shines On After Hurricane Maria. I was born in Oregon, where I live with my Puerto Rican parents, who taught me to be amiable and to love what nature has given us. But Oregon is not where most Puerto Ricans go to live if they move away from the island. A painful majority of people who live in Oregon that I've spoken to in my life did not know the island, and if they did, they did not often know that it was a part of the U.S. Knowing that we were so unknown made me feel further away from my island than ever. When I was old enough, we started visiting Puerto Rico annually. Even though I didn't speak Spanish, well, I was always treated kindly by the locals. Coming back every year was a return to another home, and I cherished this. I came to understand just how my parents had grown up, and what it was like to be Puerto Rican. I was beginning to be very proud of my heritage and happy to be Puerto Rican. Just when I was getting excited to see my relatives again, the over a month-long hurricane season of autumn 2017 reared its head in a vicious way. All plans were put on hold and our anxiety was high. While Hurricane Irma mostly hit only the north part of the island, Hurricane Maria decimated Puerto Rico's electrical infrastructure, roads, and water pipelines. Landslides tore scars into the lush rainforests, sending many houses down hills and leaving families with damaged homes. High-speed winds ripped through power lines, trees, and just about anything else, littering the streets with debris. The island went dark. After the second storm, 10 days went by without word from mis abuelos. After the second storm, a gap of time longer than the first by far. My parents and I were worried, as news of anywhere but the San Juan area north of the island was minimal or vague beyond an understanding that there was surely devastation. I thought about the beat-up house of mis abuelos on the hill I knew well, and prayed to hear mi abuela's voice again every day. I knew all Puerto Ricans living on the U.S. mainland no doubt felt the same sense of uncertainty as we did, but it brought me little comfort. Were our families okay? Were they safe? We couldn't contact anyone we knew. Most of the island was without power or on diesel generators, and only some cell towers had been restored. We were at a loss. Then my mom, in a stroke of innovation, thought to try her luck calling businesses within a mile or two of the houses of mis abuelos using Google Maps. Several places in the area had reopened, even for a few hours, by running on generators, and she was determined. To our great surprise, we were met with generosity of which we had never before seen in our lives. Of the few people she managed to speak to after an hour of calling, all of them went out of their way to help us. No doubt they had their own concerns and families to worry about, but they helped us anyway. We, who lived 3,000 miles away, were still Puerto Ricans with families too. My mom talked to a pharmacist who took our information and walked to the police station, where an officer went to check on mis abuelos before calling us to tell us that they were all right. A business owner, who was a bit old himself, sent his grandson to check on them as well. The grandson also called us afterwards. Most astounding of all, an employee of a furniture store who my mom spoke with went out of his own way to check on them, even going so far as to bring them water. He did so every other day for weeks after this phone call, completely of his own will, asking for nothing in return despite water having suddenly become a precious resource. He shared what he had with mis abuelos anyway. Never in my life have I ever felt so humbled to be human. In times of great struggle, Puerto Ricans were still being good to one another and helping each other. Our island was looking out for each other, even in the dark. My mother traveled a month later to rescue mis abuelos and bring them to Oregon. It took the combined efforts of our friends on the island and here in Oregon to make it happen. A neighbor living next to Abuela helped by letting us use his car, and friends here in Eugene offered to assist in moving furniture around our house to set up a new room for mis abuelos. A month after Hurricane Maria, mis abuelos were safe at home with us. I've never been more happy and relieved. Looking back on this, I found that in disasters, most people will rise up and become brothers and sisters in arms. We are family in both celebration and hardship. Even now, people are working hard to put things back how they once were, and hope has not been lost. The cities of Puerto Rico may be dark now, but we will shine a light strong enough to get through anything together. That heartwarming story about connection and overcoming anxiety with a community was written, once again, by Elizabeth Ponce de Valle, an intern at Skipping Stones. This next piece is a bit different, for instead of it being written by the youth, it was collected for them. Consejos de los Abuelos, Advice from the Elders, is a photo essay by Richard Kies, ex-Peace Corps volunteer and a retired ESL teacher from Oregon. He has traveled widely in the Americas and Europe. In addition to English, his mother tongue, he also speaks Spanish and French fluently. He has served as Skipping Stones board member for about a decade, and his photo essays on Ecuador and Mexico have been published in our past issues. See more photos by Keys on https://www.richaradkeys.photography/, or search Richard Kies Photography. Consejos de los Abuelos, Advice from the Elders. La sabiduría nos llega cuando ya no nos sirve de nada. Wisdom comes to us when it is no longer of any use to us. From Gabriel García Márquez, author of El Amor en los Tiempos del Cólera, or Love in the Time of Cholera, a novel published in 1985. Aging is a constant gathering of life events and experiences that define who we are. It's a mix of successes and failures, joyously uplifting moments and intensely painful ones. Many are things that we are able to initiate and control to some extent, and others are purely random events that the universe unexpectedly presents to us. We either learn from them or we don't, but experience them we must. We have no choice but to become elders in one sense of the word or another. In most cultures, elders who have learned from their life experiences are revered for that wisdom that they have accrued in their lifetime. Their advice is heeded and respected. The photography project that I'm working on in Oaxaca, Consejos de los Abuelos, Advice from the Elders, is an attempt to share the wisdom that life has bestowed upon them with the youth of today. The people in this photo essay came to wisdom while it was still of use to them. Despite their age, they are still productive members of society, and their minds are lucid. In these troubled times, we are in need of words of wisdom. I hope their words may fall upon open ears and make a difference in some of our lives. From Richard Kies, Oaxaca, Mexico. The following pieces of advice will first be read in their original language, Spanish, to the best of my ability, and then the translation in English will be provided. Buenos días, jóvenes. Los saludo desde mi hermosa ciudad de Oaxaca, donde vivo feliz y contenta. Tengo 86 años y he vivido muchas etapas de mi vida. Les quiero compartir algunos consejos de vida. Good day, young people. I greet you from my beautiful city of Oaxaca, where I live happy and content. I am 86 years old and have lived many stages of my life. I would like to share with you some advice that I have learned during my life. Les aconsejo que retoman los valores tradicionales y traten de aplicarlos a su vida. No mentir, no robar, tener mucho amor a sus padres, sean obedientes y humildes. No tomar mucho alcohol, no fumen, no consumen drogas, salgan a pasear con sus familias, con sus amigos y sean amables con las personas mayores. Cuiden las plantas y animales. I advise you to embrace our traditional values and try to apply them to your life. Do not lie, do not steal, have much love for your parents, be obedient and humble. Do not drink much alcohol, do not smoke, do not use drugs, go for walks with your families, with your friends, and be kind to the elderly. Take care of the plants and animals. That advice is from Señora Concepción Martínez, cultivadora de plantas. She is a cultivator of plants. Respeten y cuiden lo que hay en la comunidad, valorando el sacrificio de sus padres, cumpliendo con las obligaciones como ciudadanos en bien de nuestra comunidad. Respect and care for what is in the community, valuing the sacrifice of your parents, fulfilling your obligations as citizens for the good of our community. That advice is from Maestra Eloisa Martinez de Capulpan de Mendez. Reconozcan una vida en base a los valores que sus padres y abuelos les inculcan desde pequeños, no haciendo a un lado su espiritualidad para una convivencia en justicia, respeto y amor. Live a life based on the values that your parents and grandparents instill in you from a young age, not putting aside your spirituality for a coexistence in justice, respect, and love. That advice is from Adelina Maldonado López, Capulapam de Méndez. Conserven los valores, costumbres, tradiciones y los recursos naturales para seguir disfrutando con las nuevas generaciones. Preserve the values, customs, traditions, and natural resources to continue enjoying them with the new generations. That advice comes from Fidela López de Capulapam de Méndez. No salgas de noche a robar a la gente de nuestra comunidad. Respeta a tus vecinos y sus pertenencias. Don't go out at night to rob the people in our community. Respect your neighbors and their belongings. That advice comes from Alvaro y Inés from Huichetan de Zaragoza. No te olvides de las tradiciones. Por ejemplo, puedes aprender la mantelería del barrio de Xochimilco para que tengas un oficio y tengas algo que te entretenga y aleja de vicios. Don't forget our traditions. For example, you can learn the weaving techniques of the Xochimilco neighborhood so you have a trade and have something that entertains you and keeps you away from vices. This piece of advice comes from Jose Leva Garcia from Montalero. He is a weaver. Que regresemos a nuestras raíces, a nuestros valores y el cuidado que tenemos que tener con la madre tierra. Tenemos que darle gracias por todo que ella ha nos dado. Cuidar el agua, trabajar la tierra y comer la comida sana como antes. May we return to our roots, to our values, and the care we have to take with Mother Nature. We have to thank her for all she has given us. Take care of the water, work the land, and eat healthy food as before. That final piece of advice comes from Enriqueta Contreras Contreras, partera y curandera. She is a midwife and a healer. Finalmente, en una nota personal de mía, Amanda Hoagland, quiero dar gracias a ambos profesores de español, Maestra Zaragoza y Señor Clark, por enseñarme. Adicionalmente, gracias a mi mamá y mi abuela por su asistencia en pronunciación durante el segmento de hoy. Finally, on a personal note from me, I'd like to thank both my Spanish professors, Maestra Zaragoza y Señor Clark, for teaching me. Additionally, I'd like to thank my mother and my grandmother for helping with the pronunciation of today's segment. But, and perhaps most importantly, I would like to thank all the talented authors who put their stories out there for us to read. And with that, that's all the time we have for today. This is Amanda Hoagland, volunteer broadcast reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Join me again next week for more stories from Skipping Stones.